The Mystic Broadcast Network presents interdimensional being Antar, as hosted by the late Levi Longfellow Yorick III. In this series of four podcasts, Antar describes what it is and what happens when it commandeers Levi's body and mind. In the previous episode, number 3, Antar taught about the difference between fact and fiction about your experience of your human life. In this episode, number 4, recorded in 1995, Antar teaches some spiritual truths about the human condition. Here is Antar.
Enzor, I investigate and I share with you my observations of how you put the pieces of your reality and your world together. And I borrow many concepts from many philosophies to do so. For I ask you to look beyond the words, beyond the politics, and beyond all such concepts, and to try to intuitively contact and perceive behind these surface characteristics, these externals, into the heart of what is meant. This intuitive grasp will surely, in the long run, do much more for you than any book learning or the studying of any particular technique for any particular purpose. It is not usually a series of one line of linear habits that you must change within your personality to affect your life and the pleasures within it, but it is indeed your whole orientation toward life and living that you must change. I do not bring you this information today just to tell you how to achieve pleasure. Whoever told you that your purpose for living was only to be happy? You are here to learn. Not just how to create more pleasure in your life, but to study how pain is experienced, produced and created from the incorrect use of biological, psychophysical, psychiatric and spiritual energies. Now, when I tell you this, do not misperceive what I intend to say. There is not one pattern that you all are cut out from. You are not made from the same color of clothes. You have some fundamental similarities between all of you, whether male or female, and one of these objects that I frequently discuss wholeheartedly with my psychic friends is gender differences that have to do with the self-presentation in the eyes of society and how many political injustices are created due to these rather severe political strategies that you hardly recognize and take for granted. And some of my psychic clients will say to him and to me, but there are equal rights today in the world, that America in particular is an enlightened country. And I ask them how come there has never been a female president, or an Oriental president, or a black president, or an Indian president, and the list is infinite. When will there be a woman in the White House? And then they think about what I have told them, and maybe most of the time they come to the conclusion that there might be some validity to the words that I speak through my psychic physical lips. I do not have a face. I do not have a body of your kind. But I do possess a mind, and I'm here to tell you that you are not the body that you possess and create daily as a continuous experience, and that you will not enter into chaos, into unconsciousness when you die. And you did not come from your father's sperm and your mother's oven. You existed before the initial act of love took place that produced you. And when you came to the world that you know, you were fully aware of the challenges that awaited you. and you rejected them. And so it does you no good to rail against life and physical reality and your perception of it by saying, I did not choose to be born. You definitely chose to be born. It furthers you not to deny the truth. It is no more avoidable than death or taxes, either of which are not necessarily always demons in your personal experience. So there are many subjects that we could discuss with you today. Such, however, is not our immediate intent. We encourage you to be on the lookout for the book written by a ghostwriter. Me, through the hands of my psychic, it is called The Forbidden Gift. And in this book, you will find many of the concepts and practical tools for improving your personal and mass experience. I cannot reach all of you through my psychic's body. His body, unlike mine, cannot be in many places at once. I can, however, and I meet many of you many months and sometimes years before my psychic does. I am here to tell you there are powers that you call supernatural and that I call ultra-natural, that you manufacture your lives in the dream state according to the concepts that dominate your thoughts and your consciousness in the waking state. And so one subject that is very frequently discussed is your self-concept and how you can modify that through personal experience, not by consulting a psychologist, which may or may not in your particular circumstances be of benefit to you, but through self-analysis and using your own associative processes within your cerebrum, you can frequently make greater leeway with yourself than you can obtain by consulting one of these so-called licensed professionals. I want to laugh when I say that, and I want to tell you why. Because a license does not make you good at what you do. A physician that is not a natural healer will not have the same results as a physician who is a natural healer. Book learning will not give you what you innately lack unless you experience some form of psychiatric reorganization to stimulate the healing energies within you. No book learned knowledge nor practical clinical experience in one of your hospitals with any of your medical schools of whatever fame or note will give you what you do not possess unless you make changes on the inside and stimulate subliminal learning mechanisms, those that are not even given validity or recognized by your scientific elite. I exist just as you do. I am sitting in the body of a young man approaching his early 20s. He looks many years older than his actual years. He is on a path of evolution just as I am and just as you are. And I borrow this body many times a week and I speak to your world. I am a ghost speaker, as well as a ghost writer. And I communicate not just my opinions, but sometimes the collective opinions of many entities no longer focused within your physical dimensions, dealing exclusively with the psychological particles, the vestiges of you, of physical existence, on what you might vaguely term the other side of the veil. And so that is what I have to share with you today. I hope that I have given you some intuitive glimpse, some semblance of my reality, my manner of thinking and perception, and what I can do for you. Ultimately, however, my friend, it is not what anyone can do for you. It is what you decide to do, sometimes with their help, for yourself. Until we meet again, my friends, create a most rewarding experience, and may you find truth. Do with it what you will. Human beings have a peculiar habit of doing what they will. Good evening.
You have been listening to Antar, as channeled through the late Levi Longfellow York III, produced for radio by the Mystic Broadcast Network. Tune in to our YouTube channel for videos of Antar in action.